Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that brings us to our guest to kick off this hour.
Absolutely. Let's welcome him in.
You know what I mean? Because we always... I always enjoy visiting with this guy because he does some tremendous things and gives us something to think about with High School Football America. Jeff Fisher joining us this morning. Jeff, good morning to you.
Gentlemen, good morning. Not that far from Waleska here in Canton. I'm back in town after a long road trip.
Oh, okay. Cherokee County. That's my old stomping ground, so I know all about it. So.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's all over. Great to catch up with you. I'm glad we – yeah, because you have been on the road. You've been, like, on your journeys, Jeff.
And so we're glad you're back. Yeah, I was down in – yep, San Antonio last week, got a good taste of Texas high school football. Now I'm ready to dive into Georgia, back in my hometown state.
Great to have you back here. You know, you always come up with this list of the 300 top programs to preseason. And it's always great for conversation, always great for debate. We see that 32 come from the state of Georgia. And
yes,
more than California this year.
By one.
Yeah.
I knew that would put a smile on y'all's face.
Yeah.
They
don't play no good California football. They don't play no good football out there.
there's pockets of football out there, I hear. But no, I mean, and Sam, thank you for having me on for a long, long time. I love you guys and what you guys do. And as we've been talking through the last, I don't know when, 3 or 4 years since you've had me on here, Georgia has been steadily climbing up as far as when you look at a whole state, right? And while the number 32 stands out, that there's 32 teams in the top 300, we also rank every team in the country, right? So Georgia is a solid three, and believe it or not, and I think I said this last year, closing in on Texas. So Florida's at the top with 46 teams, Texas with 40, and Georgia with 32. But again, when you look at the overall body of work, Georgia's right in there and getting closer and closer. And when you consider it's a smaller state, and you know what I mean by that, right? It's not the massive Texas and all that. The number of overall teams here isn't as large. I think if you put it down per capita, Georgia is probably maybe even in top of Texas. I've never done that, but
wow.
Playing good football here, no doubt about that. And I think it's only going to get better in my estimation, because the profession here, the coaching profession, is so quality. You guys are getting quality coaches coming into the state. I think the sky's the limit for Georgia football, especially with that. I think you got a pretty good college team here, I heard once, right? UGA,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah,
Bulldog.
Yeah,
we might have a couple of good teams here in a year or two. Might be able to say a couple of good college teams, but we'll see how they keep doing. If they keep recruiting and getting some of this great high school talent to spread around to more than just one campus, we'll see how that goes.
Yep, we'll see that, folks. You were following along. If you want to follow along, Jeff is social. You can find him at HSFB America, to follow High School Football America. Let's dive into this list, shall we, gentlemen?
Yeah.
And we look at it, and of course, you got the team from the, up on top. Of course, one of our teams locally got a chance to see these guys personally. So with Creekside, had a chance to see Modern Day last. Was it them that they had a chance to see last year?
Yeah, it was Mater Dei that they went to California to play.
Yes, it was. Yep, you got that right.
So we know what those folks do. We see some of the top programs. And these are some of the usual characters that we kind of see at the top each year, right?
Yeah, last year when I went to Fort Lauderdale, I made a point to go by the campus of Chaminade Madonna, which comes in third on this list. And they've got some really fun. They make wide receivers out there. They must, you know, build them in a scientific factory or something like that, because they've got five-star wide receiver after five-star wide receiver. Isn't that correct, sir?
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the word is reload. They have a and it's not a big. It's not a big school.
Nope.
And B, they don't have awesome numbers. Like, this isn't. You're not going to see 80 guys on the sideline. But the quality they have there, the coaching quality is very, very high. But yeah, you know, every year, and you said it best, Sam, at the top there, which is, you know, it creates discussion. I've said it before, and I'll continue saying it as long as we put out our rankings, and this is our, 13th year of doing the rankings, is, you know, you can't really do – ours is not an opinion poll. It's an algorithm. It's a computer ranking that we put together back in 2013. We started with an opinion poll, and it's really hard to have the algorithm analyze something that hasn't happened yet. But the fans want it, so we do it. And, you know, one of the things that comes into – or two of the things that really come into play at this time of year is, you know, strength of schedule. What's your schedule look like coming into 2024? And then secondly, you know, there's a tradition thing, right? So guys like a Mater Dei out of Southern California, which have won four national titles since 2017, tend to get ranked a little higher. You've got a number two Bishop Gorman from Nevada. Everybody knows about that power out in Nevada because they play a national schedule. The good news is 1 and 2 are going to meet on September the 6th. So we're going to know in a hurry what the top of it looks like. But, you know, Georgia with Milton at 9 is going to have a strong year. We know Luke Nickell and all that and how good they are. And after winning the 7A championship, a lot of people don't know that they're in 5A this year. Georgia realigned its annual two-year realignment. 7A gone, 6A is the top now, and they've really condensed the top two classifications. I mean, 5A, they've got how many state champs in there, Sam? Three?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's amazing, and the reclassification, the impact it's going to have this year, and the caliber of competition you're going to see within that classification is going to be amazing.
Yeah, and you know, and Milton will find out right off the bat. You mentioned Fort Lauderdale. You know, the Broward County National Football Classic, which may be the preeminent kickoff classic now in America, will start the season off. And Milton's going to check out number 24 American Heritage out of Plantation opening weekend. So we're going to find out how quickly the Eagles are good. And we know that, you know, during Coach Clack's time there and now Coach Reeves, they're not afraid to go outside the state and play some of the top competition. So that obviously helps Milton at the top there. Probably the biggest, let's see, what is it? I guess people are a little vocal on social media when you put out your rankings. Not many people are happy with our, you know, low 40s ranking on Carrollton, but we're gonna have to see. And, you know, the algorithm does one thing. It's supposed to analyze on the field, and until we get to the field, let's not have too many disagreements with me. I've got thick skin, but I'm getting older. I'm getting a little sensitive now.
you know, it's funny you say that, because a team here that's standing out to me, and because it takes me back to my home state, And that's St. Francis out of Baltimore. Now, of course, I think last year St. Francis was top five, but they were road warriors. They went to every town in America to take on the best team in your state, and they really started like 0-4, 0-5. They came down here and had that controversial game against Buford.
Up in Buford, right?
You know, we came down here and did a little bit of, you know, scuffling on the sidelines. I was not happy about that because they made my city look bad. But look, they finished 5-6 last year, but they're still in the top 20 of these rankings. And people going to look at that like, how's a team that was under 500 end up in your top 20 rankings? Because they paid one of the toughest schedules in America. You agree with that statement?
No, 100%. I know we've talked about this before, you and I. I mean, what they do there at St. Francis is an incredible story. Inner city school, as you know, from the city of Baltimore. A lot of kids getting opportunities there because of football. But what I've been able to ascertain over the last couple of weeks, because I've been having some conversations with people inside the program, this could be their best team ever.
Wow.
However, they're also playing probably their toughest schedule ever. I mean, you know, trips to California to play the defending national champs. They don't duck anybody.
No.
So yeah, you know, 5-6 with them. They could have been a lot closer. They lost their quarterback last year at the start of the year. That held them down a little bit. But there's just an incredible story coming out of that school, tiny little school. I mean, you know better than I am. I think they're at like 200 boys or something like that. It is not a big school.
Yeah, 2A program. At least it was a 2A program when I lived in Maryland. I'm not sure if they've been reclassified or anything like that. But some of the best talent, I mean, when you are a high school player and a coach comes, he's like, yeah, St. Francis Academy would like to talk to you about possibly coming to their school. You're like, for real? St. Francis wants to talk to me? When? That's all you can say. So, yeah. I mean, congratulations to them. And they'll still do. Hopefully 5-6 won't be the final number this year. But like I said, when you're playing that kind of schedule and they're getting, like I said, they can't get a lot of them to come to Maryland to play them on their small campus. So they go to a lot of other places.
Right, exactly. And then everybody looks forward to near the end of the year. It used to be their final game, but then they play IMG Academy out of Florida, and everybody knows what kind of a behemoth that program is. So that's always one that everybody's looking forward to because it's almost like watching a college football game being played on a Friday night because a lot of those guys are going on to play on Saturdays, and many of them out of both programs now are going on to the Sundays.
Yeah.
Folks, we're spending time with Jeff Fishman, High School Football America, always great. He's talking about his preseason 300 picks, and you got 32 teams in the state of Georgia. You mentioned Carrollton is down around 43. I'm looking at Walton, and Walton was a team they got to replace their quarterback, and now they're at 49. I'm looking at them,
but they got to replace their quarterback. Big offensive lineman went to Georgia. They had what 20 Division I players on that team last year. They came up just short in the 7A championship. So.
And which would be probably why Milton's as high as they're ranked at this point in time. And you know, I talked about the traditional part of the preseason rankings in our algorithm. That's why you see a Colquitt County at number 23, mm-hmm. right? We know year in and year out. You know, the Packers are in that reload phase as well. But I'm just looking forward to seeing what happens in these two classifications because they've really, I know there's people on both sides of the argument, but I think by getting rid of 7A and putting, you know, 6 and 5 together the way they have, there is going to be some tremendous postseason football across the state this year. I don't know how you guys feel, but that's the way I look at this.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just mentioned Colquitt County. We got mentioned down in South Georgia, Thomas County Central. Pound for pound is one of the better teams in the state and what they were able to do last season. Also, Coffee was undefeated last season. So you're talking, and they're all ranked here within the top 75 teams so far. Gainesville is one we want to watch. That is a team that, has really been building on a program that has been building, and they bear watching as well. They come in at number 78 here.
And Sam, look at these two teams in the 100s that are really, really going to be probably competing for in state championship. Douglas County at number 105, and Woodward Academy at 117. Now, these are two schools that when they start practice next week, they got one goal, State championship.
Absolutely. You know, both of them. Woodward came close. They got to the state championship game last year, as did Creekside. And I had a chance to peek Creekside. They were having a OTA together with Douglas last week, and they were both looking quite strong. But Douglas County is a program you want to watch for. 13-1 last year. You got them at 105. You know, a lot of people are watching them. Of course, they're going to kick off the season in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Cedar Grove.
Yeah, in the final of the Corky-Cal Classic.
Yep.
Cedar Grove's in there, too. They make the top 300. We did do a top 1,000, guys, which was about a week before we put out the top 300. We didn't numerically rank them, but Georgia, again, strong with 80 teams in there across the nation. So, and like I said, if you really look at the size of the state, there's an argument to be made that Georgia is, if they're not two yet, they're pretty close. Because you got to remember, Texas has 1,100 teams.
Wow.
Yeah, 1,100 teams.
1,100.
Yeah, amazing. That's amazing.
And Southern California, in their strongest, the area that everybody hears about, Southern California, it's called the CIF Southern Section. They have 10 sections out there. They don't have, it's kind of like a region, I guess. But that Southern Section has 660 teams, basically from about San Clemente down around San Diego, up to kind of just north of Los Angeles, where the wine country is, in Paso Robles. So it's, I mean, little old Georgia here, and I mean that not in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know, if you look at raw numbers, there's an argument to be made, and I've been asked this so many times because we've moved the company around the country, you know, to build it and meet people and be boots on the ground. Pound for pound, where I've been, whether it's Southern California, Northeast, Midwest, pound for pound, Georgia is as good as it comes. You guys play physical football here. You have tremendous skilled players. I have no doubt that I'm seeing the best football here week in and week out by living in the state of Georgia right now.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you spending some time with us. This 300, preseason 300 gives us something to think about. When we start the scoreboard show, we're going to ring your phone. We're going to want you to come on with me and Chris Parker sometime during the course.
Which would be probably why Milton's as high as they're ranked at this point in time. And, you know, I talked about the traditional part of the preseason rankings in our algorithm. That's why you see a Colquitt County at number 23, mm-hmm. right? We know year in and year out, you know, the Packers are in that reload phase as well, but I'm just looking forward to seeing what happens in these two classifications, because they've really, I know there's people on both sides of the argument, but I think by getting rid of 7A and putting, you know, 6 and 5 together the way they have, there is going to be some tremendous postseason football across the state this year. I don't know how you guys feel, but that's the way I look at this.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just mentioned Colquitt County. We got mentioned down in South Georgia, Thomas County Central. Pound for pound is one of the better teams in the state, and what they were able to do last season. Also, Coffee was undefeated last season. So you're talking, and they're all ranked here within the top 75 teams so far. Gainesville is one we want to watch. That is a team that, you know, has really been building, and a program that has been building, and they bear watching as well. They come in at number 78 here.
And Sam, look at these two teams in the 100s that are really, really going to be probably competing for in state championship. Douglas County at number 105, and Woodward Academy at 117. Now, these are two schools that when they start practice next week, they got one goal, state championship.
Both of them. Woodward came close. They got to the state championship game last year, as did Creekside, and I had a chance to peek Creekside. They were having a OTA together with Douglas last week, and they were both looking quite strong. But Douglas County is a program you want to watch for. 13-1 last year. You got them at 105. You know, a lot of people are watching them. Of course, they're going to kick off the season in Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Cedar Grove.
Yeah, in the final of the Corky-Cal Classic.
Yep.
Cedar Grove's in there, too. They make the top 300. We did do a top 1,000, guys, which was about a week before we put out the top 300. We didn't numerically rank them, but Georgia, again, strong with 80 teams in there across the nation. So, and like I said, if you really look at the size of the state, there's an argument to be made that Georgia is, if they're not two yet, they're pretty close. Because you got to remember, Texas has 1,100 teams.
Wow.
Yeah, 1,100 teams.
1,100.
Yeah, amazing. That's amazing.
And Southern California, in their strongest, the area that everybody hears about, Southern California, it's called the CIF Southern Section. They have 10 sections out there. They don't have, it's kind of like a region, I guess, but that Southern Section has 660 teams, basically from about San Clemente down around San Diego up to kind of just north of Los Angeles where the wine country is in Paso Robles. So it's, I mean, little old Georgia here, and I mean that not in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know, if you look at raw numbers, there's an argument to be made, and I've been asked this so many times because we've moved the company around the country, you know, to build it and meet people and be boots on the ground. Pound for pound, where I've been, whether it's Southern California, Northeast, Midwest, pound for pound, Georgia is as good as it comes. You guys play physical football here. You have tremendous skilled players. I have no doubt that I'm seeing the best football here week in and week out by living in the state of Georgia right now.
Fantastic. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you spending some time with us. This 300, preseason 300 gives us something to think about. When we start the scoreboard show, we're going to ring your phone. We're going to want you to come on with me and Chris Parker sometime during the course of the season. But thanks for joining us this morning.
You guys rock. You know that. I really respect what you do. High school football is lucky to have you in the state of Georgia here. You guys really rock. Thanks, man.
All right. Appreciate you as well. That's Jeff Fisher, High School Football America.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.